Happy March 24th. This is the big day of the Aries new moon. And of course, we covered the new moon in part one. So definitely have a listen to part one again. I want to mention here that it is a 13 universal date. So here is that number again. It figures greatly since we have two Fridays with the number 13. And Friday also is governed by Venus, right? The actual day of the week. Friday is governed by Venus, so when we have the divine feminine number 13 coupled with Friday, it really, you know, it is one of those times where you just feel your intuition on fire, your imagination on fire, and your ability to nurture your soul and nurture your health and nurture others to really be expanded this month. And this Tuesday, the 24th, the day of the Aries new moon, 24 is also about nurturing. 24 reduces to 6. And 6 is the mothering number. It is the number when you draw it on a piece of paper, it looks like a pregnant mother, a mother with child. So, of course, it is about nurturing that child and loving and taking care of responsibilities. So we have this incredible code of the 24 and the 13. And that allows the magic of love to allow you to bring peaceful resolutions. You're blending work, discipline, compassion, and caring all in one day. And that means, too, that abundance is greatly enhanced because you are able to manifest through your intuition into practical financial flow today. Very potent. So this is all about creating inner and outer harmony in your life. So your internal flow, your inner space, which is the most important space, of course, because everything originates from there. Everything is planted there seed-wise. So that inner harmony is felt outwardly, and it sets the whole situation energetically up for accomplishment today. So the new moon in Aries is at 4 degrees, and of course that opens up the incredible 444 star code, where the sun and moon are both at 4 degrees Aries. We have a 13-4 universal date, and 2020 is a 4 universal year. So this is a dynamic code. It is the sixth and final new moon at 4 degrees. We had 3 at the end of the decade in October, November, December of 2019 at 4 degrees. And now we started the year in January with an eclipse. And then, of course, moving into January was a new moon. And then moving into, so we had the new moon in Aquarius in January, the new moon in Pisces in February, and now we have the new moon in Aries in March, all at 4 degrees. So 6 consecutive new moons at 4 degrees. And with 2020 being a 4, what does this tell you? Well, manifest, put things in order, set up boundaries, don't let in energy that is deflecting you, distracting you from what you're here to do. Stay grounded. Surround yourself with people and projects that actually feel like they are bringing you substantial rewards and have a lasting impact. They are real. They are not imagined. This number 4 is connected to your genius as well. And if you look at the number 4, it looks like a divining rod. When you draw it on a piece of paper, it looks like a divining rod, and it really means that you can go out on tangents and discover some profound truths. Now, 4 also governs Mother Earth. We have 4 directions, we have 4 seasons, and we definitely have a connection because of those elements in investing in architecture that has 4 sides, for example, homes, rooms, and it brings us security. And earth is about grounding. When you say earthing, it means to ground yourself, to be in touch with Mother Earth. And 4 is that number of being grounded. So this Aries new moon, the final of the 6 new moons at 4 degrees, is really bringing you a sense of that grounded energy. So The transits for this new moon are obviously discussed in part one. We have the moon conjunct Chiron, the sun conjunct Chiron, the moon and sun sextile Saturn, which brings tremendous grounding because Saturn is really the planet of grounding. We have Jupiter conjunct Pluto, conjunct Mars, a triple conjunction in Capricorn. Capricorn is a very grounding earth sign. Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. So we have this tremendous recipe now for making our dreams come true. And on top of that, Venus also trines Jupiter, which is so fortunate. It instills you with such optimism. So this is just a tremendous moment of the year. And I keep stressing that. It's just beautiful, beautiful time. Now, Wednesday the 25th has a code of mental acuity. 25 reduces to 7 and is more about research. And the 14 universal date reduces to 5, which is about exploration and adventure and freedom. So you're balancing movement and meditation. You're balancing a sense of freedom and a sense of rest. So you want to contemplate today and then go and make your move and take that risk. You can really experience a spiritual awakening at this time, especially following the Aries new moon the previous day. So just be open to unexpected shifts and allow those divine downloads to facilitate beautiful breakthroughs. The moon squares Jupiter today, so that means your emotions need to expand. And you want to consciously focus on positive outcomes so you don't feel listless. So today you have a balance of wisdom and love that activates tremendous abundance again. And happiness and kindness blend beautifully to create that effortless sense of bliss. So tune into happiness. Tune into how you feel generous, how you can be of service. Because these gifts and advantages that are in play now are being stimulated in just every way possible. Thursday the 26th has the number 8, 26 reduced to 8, and the number 15 universal date. So again, we have this unbelievable energy of the spiritual alchemist, number 15, love, abundance, joy, bliss. And it's merged with 26, which is all about leadership and owning every moment in your life and taking responsibility for it and stepping up into power. So it's a powerful day of love and alchemy and courage, and it helps you lead from the heart and have the confidence to uphold your vision. So you can really love with abandon today. You can love generously. So your action inspires everything you do from a place of nurturing because of the number 15. So that leadership is about having almost like you're going out and think of romance, not just in terms of intimate relationships, but, you know, there are many times in your life you may not be in an intimate relationship, but you can still have a lot of romance. And the way you romance life is integral in terms of how much joy you feel. So romancing your life, romancing your projects, adding that fun and passion and joy, right? Everything you feel when you feel romantic, that has to be there throughout your whole daily life. The moon squares Saturn today, and that gives you a greater sense of duty. You can really tackle your projects. It's good for working in seclusion and really having an emotional commitment to what you're here to do today. So you may need some extra rest with this one, but the numerology code gives you a lot of strength. So, you know, you can take it or leave it in terms of the rest, but definitely be very clear and honest with how you're feeling throughout the day and take those feelings seriously. Take responsibility for your emotional state today. And yeah, set some boundaries. Saturn always wants you to do that, especially emotional boundaries today. Friday the 27th is a wonderful day because we have a 16-7 date and a 27 day. So you notice there are two sevens in the code, and that of course brings tremendous inspiration. But you also want to be aware of any mental hang-ups you have today. You want to release those, release insecurities that may be keeping you from being inspired, connecting to source. The whole point of today's is to really, truly love and care and to be of service, to listen to your soul speak, to take that time to be on your own. This whole week is asking you to get more into that space of nurturing your soul. And for that, you need serenity. And today is definitely a day you want to commune with nature. You want to feel that sense of unconditional love that is there all the time, that wisdom, that tremendous healing. Allow it to infuse your soul, infuse your day. Now, Venus trines Jupiter today, and that couldn't be more exciting of an aspect in astrology, because Venus and Jupiter are the two benefics in astrology, and that means when they come into a trine, which is really the ultimate balancing connection in sacred geometry in terms of the stars, well, it can't get better, really. This is very much about cheerful news, optimism, expansive, positive outlook, romance, you know, everything to deal with relinquishing any disharmony and getting back into harmony. And Venus governs love. Venus governs financial flow and pleasure. And Jupiter is all about wealth and expansion and wisdom and truth and justice. So this is a very amazing moment in the year when Jupiter is also currently joining with Pluto and Mars, as you know, in Capricorn. And then we have Venus to form this incredible trine to Jupiter, because in doing so, it sets off a triple trine to Pluto and Mars as well. So this is a great time to invest in yourself, to make investments, to ride out this incredible financial flow, to take time out if you can for a holiday. That's also really favored. You just feel incredibly fortunate at this time. Then we come to Saturday, the 28th of March, and again, we have this interesting code, the 28th and a 17-8 universal date. So we have 8 energy, which is leadership. Then the 17 is obviously about immortality. It's the immortality number. So you feel a lot of new flow regarding prosperity. And it's a great time to write out your targets for the next week, because 28 reduces to 1. It is about new energy, new fresh ideas. And so you can sense opportunities coming your way that really allow you or prompt you or ask you to step up and lead and share whatever wisdom you have, whatever vision you have. So focus on creating that greater financial flow, and know that when you are bold, when you take new steps to move towards your dream, there are infinite amounts of blessings in play, and they are lasting. It's a 17 date, so this is really about it being forever. Venus trines Pluto today. As I said, there is a lot of wonderful energy from Venus at this point, and it just feels so, so good. These are very strong feelings of love that are intensified. You feel so attractive, so magnetic. And companionship is even more important to you now, as long as you share your life with someone or have a place, a project, a vision to be completely passionately engaged with. Now, if you are in a relationship, love knows no bounds and is deeper than ever. And relationships evolve profoundly at this time. Any relationships, they don't have to be romantic, because you can reach such heights of love and spirituality and pleasure. And if you are in an intimate relationship, sexual bonding is beautifully intensified as well. So you want your any close relationship, whether it's a friendship or intimate, to be real, to be heart-centered, to be focus on the truth and focus on bringing beauty and creativity into play, recognizing those for their deep power to heal. And in general, Pluto just reveals what was formerly hidden, what was unseen. And Venus brings it into play in a very happy, loving, generous, pleasurable way. So you definitely will be seeking to know the truth no matter what, and to share what you find, and to have the love and nurturing necessary, the sensitivity to share those feelings and those discoveries. Just a remarkable moment here that we're having in March. Now, Sunday, the 29th of March, has the 2911 portal, and it opens up into the number 18, universal date. And now, 18 is about letting go, focusing on your health, healing, sleeping, dreams. And 2911 is definitely about your intimate relationships. So your intimate connections can create a very loving, heart-centered awakening. As long as you walk through that 2911 portal into love, into kindness, into being just very generous and compassionate. So there's a lot of wisdom and awareness in today's code. And because 29 reduces to 11, double new beginnings are in play as well. So that helps you experience a new spiritual deepening. And especially if you take that extra time to rest, which the number 18 requires. So be open to experiencing that rebirth. Be open to that expansive financial flow that accompanies your willingness to go where you've never gone before. Reach for the stars. Reach for that unknown, immense potential that's out there. And discover how miracles are yours every day of your life. This is really a time to acknowledge and embrace that. Make it real. The moon sextiles Chiron today, and that means love is in the air, and basically you're being healed by the power of love. So allow your heart to feel tender, to feel sensitive, share your nurturing with others. As you love, you are healed, and you understand how your emotions will help or hinder your spiritual awakening and your healing. So just add increased tenderness, increased compassion, feel the vibration of people around you deeply, because it's going to allow you to move energy in a positive way. So this is a beautiful day for healing and for loving deep connections. And then Monday the 30th, we have the number 30 and the number 10, and the whole date is 3-30-2020, and it adds up to 10. So that means the numbers 10, 20, and 30 are in the code today. So it's a very creative code, a fun code, an intimate code, a new beginnings code. And it is just such a gorgeous day to manifest. I mean, we have so many wonderful opportunities to just feel joy. 30 is the number of expressing joy and expressing yourself in the most imaginative way possible. So feel free, feel open to communicate your feelings, because you're inspired to own your originality, to own your true, unique essence. Step into that light. Feel that birth of something extraordinary today. The moon squares Neptune, so that, again, brings more sensitivity, and it may have you question what's actually happening. Is this real? So it can bring on more of a dreamlike sensation. And that sometimes can prevent you from seeing things clearly. Certainly your emotional sensory perception is much stronger. So you want to stay grounded. You want to add extra spiritual protection today. It's a time to rest, not make big important decisions, but get into your imagination, listen to beautiful music, allow those mystical experiences to take you to those faraway imaginative places. And if you can, you know, sleep in. I know it's a Monday, but it's a wonderful time to restore as well. Restore your energy. And finally, we come to Tuesday, the 31st of March, the final day of this extraordinary month of shifting energy. And well, as you have it, the final day adds up to an 11. 11 being the master number of inspiration, intuition, teaching, light, and double new beginnings, getting anything that is in a place of division into harmony. So being in the present moment completely. This is a powerful day. 31 governs genius, 11 governs your intuition. So you feel this surge of new beginnings that is empowered through your ingenuity, through breakthroughs, through your ability to intuit. And it opens you up to explore beyond previous knowledge. So what you've perceived as being real undergoes a shift today. And that means that you may be working hard, but it's coupled with this tremendous influx of divine downloads. Now, if you do feel divided, the shadow side of 11 is division, you want to listen to that inner voice because your inner genius is being activated and it will give you instant answers. This code reduces to 4, 31 reduces to 4, and 2, 11 reduces to 2. And so this is in the manifestation triad, and it also helps enhance intimate relationships, conversations, home-related matters, security, family. So this is really beautiful energy. Now in the stars, we have a very exciting moment because Mars conjuncts Saturn in Aquarius. Now Saturn recently entered Aquarius on March 22nd. It's dipping into Aquarius for a few months before moving back out into Capricorn and then finally moving into Aquarius for the duration of its time there for 3 years at the end of the year. And we'll get into that as the year moves on because that's a very important moment. But right now, Mars is conjuncting Saturn on the 31st in Aquarius. So Mars just entered Aquarius as well. And so this is very, very potent because it gives you a very strong surge of energy that activates your responsibilities and activates your duties. So it gives you tremendous willpower and strong concentration powers. And perseverance, and it allows you to just follow through on a project you feel just very passionate about. That means you're taking your work very seriously and you achieve success because you're putting unusual effort into the success-making process. So you're able to hold distractions at bay at this time, and you can complete your goals with a lot of discernment and with a lot of dedication, and you can commit to relationships now more easily if that's something that has been lacking. Your patience allows you to discover the most efficient road to successful completion in any project. And since this is happening in Aquarius and we're in the midst of entering the Aquarian age, this is instilling a newfound awareness of how you're going to play a tremendous role as an Aquarian. Now, I'm not saying you are an Aquarian, but we are all turning into Aquarians. We are moving into that energy of ingeniousness, liberation, freedom, exploring the unknown, right? This is about groups and connections, and it is about our future. It is about letting go of the past in a big way. So we are celebrating in a major way at this time of the year and will again at the end of 2020 when we have another tremendous moment that happens with Saturn in Aquarius. So I hope you have a tremendous month. It is a very pivotal month, as you can see, and it is a time to really relax into the rhythm of life, not to feel like you need to fight anything, but to trust, to surrender, and yet to also step up and take advantage of opportunities in that joyful way. So there is a transformation happening that's allowing you to peel away layers of resistance and just delusion and illusion that's happening. And it is revealing a world that is incredibly beautiful and really craving your participation. And so with that, we leave it for now. And I very much look forward to connecting with you when we move into April, because that is going to be 4 and 4, and meaning we are in a universal year of 4, and April is the fourth month, and on 4-4 itself, there is a tremendous conjunction. So that's going to be super exciting. Plus, we're going to be in an 8 universal month as well, which is all about abundance and empowerment. So enjoy March and have an incredible time with these 31 days of transformation. And I will see you next month for our premium wealth forecast. Lots of love to you.